Back here on Sports Talk, Christian Garrick here with you. On the line with us is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots now and two great tropical flavors. Ross, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Christian, awesome, man. What's up?
Doing good, man. We just got done wrapping up an interview yesterday with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and he was with us for 35 minutes. I mean, there was a ton of things that he covered. One of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk to him about because it happened later after our interview is the expansion of the NFL playoffs from 12 teams to 14, seven in each conference from six. Do you like this new format change proposal?
All right, so there's a couple different ways to look at it, right, Chris? I mean, as a player or former player, you're asking four teams to play one more game. So 12.5% of the teams to play one more game, and for doing that, you're putting a ton of money into the salary cap. You know, those two more wild card game weekend standalone games bring in a lot of revenue for the league, which obviously the players get a split of. Sounds like it'll be 48.5%. So from a player's perspective, love it. I'm a broadcaster. I like, you know, more teams having a chance to make the playoffs. I like week 16, week 17, more teams feeling like, all right, they might be able to go ahead and get that seventh seed. Maybe not six, but they might be able to get that last spot. And I like that we're going to have two more games to watch. The two concerns I have, and maybe these are positives for the Saints, I don't know, but it makes the number one seed, I believe, overly important. So, like, right now, man, the number one seed is a big deal. The number two seed is a big deal. Not as big a deal, but still a big deal. With this new format, the number one seed is everything. And I just don't feel like the number two seed is very important. So if there's a team that's just awesome some year, like the Ravens, you know, the other teams aren't really even trying for that much because there's not that much of a difference in my mind between, like, the second or the fourth seed.
Yeah, that's kind of how I viewed it, too. It puts a little bit of an overemphasis on the one seed while it diminishes some others. But for me, though, Ross, I'm a football junkie. Sign me up to watch six more playoff games on wild card weekend. I mean, six total on wild card weekend. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a single human being I'm aware of that when we get to the playoffs are going to say, oh, man, this stinks that I have to watch two more playoff games this weekend. Exactly nobody would say that. But it also kind of feels to me like, you know, at some point 10 years from now, when they're doing the next CBA, now they'll make the argument, well, it's not fair that only one team gets a bye, and they'll add two more playoff teams. It'll be 8-8. You know that's happening. They're just going to wait till the next one for that.
Ross, were you at all surprised that Drew Brees decided to come back for one more year?
Not really, no. Usually when a guy's not going to come back, they've known that for a while, and they know that. And he's still playing well enough, and the team's good enough. I think it makes sense for one more year. I personally think everything times out perfectly. You know, I think they put the first-round tender on Taysom Hill. I'm not sure why Sean Payton keeps talking about how complicated it is. I put the first-round tender on him. I think he's the heir apparent. You have him in the role he's been in for one more year. Bridgewater walks. You have Brees for one more year. And then everything sort of works out, in my mind, pretty smoothly to cater the offense around Taysom Hill in 2021 if you like him as much as, you know, Sean and everybody seems to like him.
I agree with you about Taysom Hill being the guy, the heir apparent, if you will. But what do you do this offseason? Because the chances of you keeping Bridgewater, if you're the Saints, are slim to none. So, and if you want to keep Taysom in his usual role, you can't really have him as the number two backup behind Brees. Do you expect them to sign a veteran, you know, minimum kind of contract to be a true number two should something happen to Brees where he would play in that game and then Taysom would play in the following game as the ultimate number two? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I think they'll sign somebody, but I'm not sure that person isn't the three, meaning you have the role for Taysom Hill, but if Drew goes down, I think they put Taysom Hill in. I think that guy's there just in case Taysom gets hurt and Drew Brees gets hurt in the same game. I don't think it's that valuable of a spot. I think it's a guy that you feel like can get you through a game.
What do you think Teddy Bridgewater gets on the open market?
Not nearly as much as there have been reports that he will. You know, if you look at it, you got to tell me the team, man. I mean, you got to tell me what team we're talking about because, you know, the Colts, I think they're going to get Rivers. You know, the Bucks, I don't think so. I think they'd rather bring Jameis Winston back. Maybe the Carolina Panthers, maybe. But I kind of feel like they want to draft somebody. I just don't think that anybody looks at Teddy as the guy for the next 5 to 10 years. I think if anything, he comes in and competes. You know, maybe he competes with the Chargers with Tyrod Taylor until whoever they draft is the starter. Or maybe he does go to Carolina and Carolina gives him a spin for a year to see what he has. And if he's bad or not good enough, they draft Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields next year in Carolina. Maybe Chicago brings him in as Mitch Trubisky insurance, kind of like the Titans did with Ryan Tannehill. But I don't think there's going to be that big of a market for him monetarily.
Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider here on Sports Talk at Ross Tucker NFL on Twitter. Ross, Joe Burrow, obviously the presumptive number one pick to Cincinnati. If you're the Bengals, are you really entertaining any ideas of trading that pick?
Well, I wasn't until Joe started talking like he might not want to be there. You know, they'll have a conversation at the combine, and I certainly would want to know why he's kind of beating around the bush and talking around it like he is right now. He certainly changed his tune from what it was right after the season when he said he's happy to go anywhere and play football, and if someone's going to give him money, he's happy to go there. Somebody's gotten to him, and he's got some strategy that he's working right now. I'm not personally a big fan of it. If he does not want to play for the Bengals, I can live with that. I absolutely can. I don't have a problem with a player trying to do his best for their career, but then I would just kind of come out and say it. It just kind of feels like he's beating around the bush, and he gets asked about it multiple times. He says, well, it's a long process, and they have their process. And I'll say this to you, Christian. Mike Brown in Cincinnati, he would be number one ranked on the list of owners that would just make you sit out the whole year out of spite.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's not logical. He is not rational. If they draft Burrow and Burrow tries to play a power play, he might have him sit all year. And maybe then he trades him the day before the draft the next year. But then Burrow just missed out on a lot of money for a year, and if he gets traded, well, where does he get traded? Or if he goes back in next year's draft, I think Trevor Lawrence goes ahead of him. So then he loses money. I would not mess with Mike Brown because it's hard to do things logically with people that aren't logical. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They're notoriously cheap and. Look, we can go on for days and days about the Bengals organization. Ross, Tom Brady, is he a Patriot or another team?
I think he ends up with the Patriots. Would not be shocked if he went elsewhere. I think Belichick and Brady, if it was just left up to those two, he'd be elsewhere. But Robert Kraft is the difference maker.
Why do you think Belichick's so willing to part ways with him?
Because that's what he's done with every guy ever. I mean, you know, if you look at it, even when I was there, Willie McGinnis, Mike Vrabel, Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, I mean, you go right down the line, he's moved on. When he feels like it's time to move on, he moves on. I think the only reason why he's not going to move on from Brady is because Robert Kraft really, really doesn't want him to, and Kraft is an unbelievable deal maker. He's the reason why the last CBA got done. And I think the thought of Brady in another uniform is just too much for him.
Ross, do you think the NFL and their intention of trying to legislate more safety in the game has ultimately made it more difficult for the officials to officiate the game?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't really think that's the problem. I think that They've let too many good officials leave. They've let too many good official coordinators leave. They don't use technology as well as they should. It's really disappointing. I mean, it's clearly gotten worse.
Ross, do you think that's the biggest threat to the NFL is poor officiating?
Probably not. And I say that because even when there's bad officiating, and you guys have dealt with it more than anybody else, it just seems like it gets more attention. And it's, you know, I know last year the Saints fans boycotted the Super Bowl, but, you know, there was bad officiating this year again with the push-off by Kyle Rudolph, and everybody still watched. We all just talked about it and said that was bad. They should have called it. But it doesn't – it's almost like nothing can hurt the NFL.
Certainly seems that way. They're almost impervious to heat. Ross, always a pleasure, man. Good stuff. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, Christian. Take care, bud.
All right, you too. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots now and two great tropical flavors. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home, his new show out now at radio.com/home or search Home on the radio.com app. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.